Bande to try. Samotida, Zaga Blue. Yeah, my mama, Samotida, Yaka, yeah. Yamadia. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
This is my day. Well, this is our day. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Radio Nimba International. My name is Owen Johnson Twazaman. This is a Saturday morning inspiration with me. I don't know what you've been going through throughout the week. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what the devil tried to throw your way. I don't know what the enemy brought your way this coming week. But remember that every day is your day. We have wonderful people here today in studio. We have Pastor Paul Chris from Boston. We have Minister Francis Wongwit from Philadelphia. And we'll be getting to them shortly. We'll be talking about the goodness of God in our life, all the good things he's done for us. No matter what we go through, remember that every day is our day. God will make a way. There's nothing in this world that we go through that God is not able to fix for us. I don't know which part of the world you are. Are you in Australia? Are you in Liberia? Are you in America? Wherever you are, remember, God will always make a way. No matter the difficulties that come our way, no matter the trials, no matter the tribulations that come our way, God is always able to make a way. He's a good God. He created us in his own image, in his likeness. God created us so that we can make a difference in this world. If you are alive today, that means God still has a purpose for you. My name is Owen Johnson again. I'm your host for this morning inspiration. I want to go and recognize Pastor Paul Chris, and I will allow him to introduce himself to our listening audience around the globe. Pastor Chris, you are live.
Okay. My name is Pastor Chris. I don't know if you guys could hear me.
Loud and clear.
Okay, great, good. My name is Pastor Chris. I am the national pastor for Mega Fire Ministry in the United States. Thank God for life. We are we started about 12 years ago. We are in 49 countries. We have about hundreds of branches in Africa and in Europe. We have 20 branches that, by God's grace, I've been privileged to oversee in the United States, and we're growing by God's grace. I thank God for being here. Thank you, all the listeners from around the world. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chris. We have a lot of things to discuss about how God has been good to us. Thank you for even being a part of this show this morning. Just in 30 seconds, can you tell us what's the greatest gift or what's the greatest thing that God has done for you for the past 10, 15 years, or let's even say 2015, or since we enter this new year? What is the greatest thing that you can share with our audience that God Almighty has done for you?
Wow, that's a very, very powerful question, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity of speaking to the people today. If I begin to count the goodness of God, you know, man of God, that we'll not be able to finish on this program today. But I just want to highlight a few things that God have done for me this past few years. And one of the things being, the first thing I want to first of all thank God for is for the gift of life. You know, if I don't have life, if we don't have life, we'll not be able to live. Amen. I will not be on line with you guys today. I will not be able to speak to you. So the first thing I want to thank God is for the gift of life. And the second thing I want to thank God for also is God sending his son to die for my sins. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And I also want to thank God also for my mentor, you know, Apostle Jonathan Suleiman. I want to thank God for the privilege God gave me to lead this ministry to the faith that we are in now. You know, Pastor, I don't know if you noticed, like, you know, the ministry in the United States a few years ago went to some shaking, amen, and I was privileged to become the head pastor of the church here in the United States. And since then, if I begin to talk about the things that God have done, amen, how God, through this ministry, have healed people, how God is still doing great things all around the world and even in this country, amen, there's so many things that God have done. It's, words cannot express the goodness of God. So I just want to thank God for everything he has done and everything he continues to do. And I want to encourage anybody that is listening to us right now in any part of the world that you're going through some trials right now. You're going through some challenges and you don't know where to turn to. You don't know what to do. I always tell people that when you have tried everything, it's not work, try Jesus. If you have tried everything, it's not work, try prayer. Amen. Prayer never fails and Jesus will never fail you. And I thank God because he's still in the business of performing miracles. And I believe that God cause you to be here today, to be listening to us, because there is still hope for you. I believe God loves you, and I believe God have a plan for your life, in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Pastor. That was a powerful testimony. And before I get to Minister Francis in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, your story touched me right now. So let me play this music by a Liberian gospel artist, Fena Flomo, that say, "I'm not going to be down. I'm not going to let the devil, you know, triumph over me." Because no matter what we go through in this life, no matter what we go through in our life, in our journey, in our spiritual journey, we cannot let the devil overcome us. So enjoy this from Fena Flomo.
Drive him away from my life.
Tribulation we go through in our life every day. You know, sometimes we get hit so hard by the devil, and his goal is to destroy us. We get hit so high in our marriages. We get hit so high in our relationship. We get hit so high in our professional life. And what the devil wants is he just wants to break us apart. He wants people to laugh at us. But the young man is saying in this music that I'm not going to let the devil hinder me. I'm not going to let the devil bring me down. You know, that's the attitude that we need throughout the week. When we wake up in the morning and we start that Monday, we say to ourselves, I'm not going to let the devil bring me down. I'm not going to let the devil hinder me. I'm not going to let him push me down to the curb for people to laugh at me. This is Saturday Morning Inspiration with your host, Owen Johnson, towards the man. I will be talking to Minister Francis Wongwei. Minister Wongwei, you are live. Welcome to Radio NEMA International Saturday Morning Inspiration with Owen Johnson, towards the man.
Thank you very much, Mr. Twatlam. It's a pleasure to be with you this wonderful Saturday morning. I'm truly blessed to be here. First and foremost, I just want to thank you for the work you've been doing in the States and back home as well. We are grateful for what you've been doing, and we pray that God continues to use you at a greater level. But it's very good to be with you this morning. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, too. Well, Mr. Francis, can you just tell us a little about yourself? I know just a few days ago you guys had a powerful event. I think it was a youth gathering, and I'm sure that it touched lives, it blessed people. Can you say a little about that event?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, Pastor Francis Wungwe, I serve right now as the assistant pastor to my senior pastor, Apostle Winston Duba, at United People Church of God in Philadelphia. We are blessed. God has been doing good things in the ministry. I'm also very involved with the youth ministry as well. Also, the acting vice president now for the youth auxiliary to the Iberia Ministers Association of the Delaware Valley. So we are working along with youth in our church and out of our church as well. But the past youth revival we just had, we call that Ablaze 2016, and it was a gathering that brought together young people from various ministries just for a time of refreshment, a time of ignition of their passion for God. It was a wonderful experience to gather young people together who are very, very gifted, and just see how God can use young people whenever they avail themselves for the goodness of God. We had an awesome time. I mean, I can go on to tell you so many things that God did in the life of your young people. So many of them were encouraged by what was happening. We were just encouraged to keep pushing on and keep doing more. Almost everyone I attended said, we have to do this again. They saw the need of it. And I think that is what we are doing, just gathering the young people together and getting them ablaze for the Lord. You know, I believe truly that any ministry or any nation that has a future must first be rooted in activity of the young people. They must be vibrant and engaged. And that is what we are trying to do, to foster growth in the kingdom of God.
Well, you know, you said something powerful. You said any nation, repeat that, you said any nation.
Yeah, I say any nation or any ministry that is going to continue, it must first be, it has to have an engaged young people. There must be a young people that is vibrant, because whenever the young people are dead, that is just a ministry or nation of our future, and that is the that is the understanding that we have that is moving us.
Wow. So when we put that also in the national term, we are talking about any nation that also want to go forward, it is important that the young people engage themselves into something spiritual, into something positive.
Absolutely.
Can we say that as well?
Absolutely, definitely. Wow. We have to, because otherwise there is no future. And we see that so many times, whether it's a nation or the ministry or whatever setting you are in, you find yourself in, whatever you have, just a generation of older people that are active, but the younger one have no idea. They are disengaged and disconnected. They are truly just a generation that is going to fail at some point. Once that generation passed away, the next generation is completely not prepared to take on the baton of leadership.
Well, Minister, Pastor Francis Wangbe, you know, speaking of the young people, you know, we are in a dispensation where the young need to start taking over, as Bible talk about. And I'm going to play a music by a very young gospel artist. I think probably one of the youngest Liberian gospel artists I've known so far, Tracy Danielle Jones. You know, she's an inspiration. She met with the vice president of Liberia. She met with a lot of top people around the world. She's been to Australia, and she's been doing important things. These are the kind of things we are talking about. You know, young people engaging themselves in those things that can bring glory to the name of God. So I want you all to enjoy this music by Tracy Danielle Jones, and we will come back to our listening audience again. If you are on the line and you would like to give a testimony, please text the word testimony to 347-286-1716. Or you can send a message to Facebook and say you want to give a testimony. We will call you and we'll put you on to give a testimony of God's goodness in your life. And if you are listening via computer or iPad and you can't get us, just refresh your screen, you will be able to get us. But I know there are a lot of people listening via iPad and computer. We have a great ratings today. God is wonderful. So let's enjoy this music and we'll come back again to our guest, Pastor Francis Wongwe and Pastor Paul Chris from Boston. Enjoy this. God is doing wonderful things around the world. That was the voice of Tracy Daniel Jones. That she's the daughter of music icon Victor Jones, the president for Glorious Lamps. Wow, that was powerful. I was singing along. I think you all heard my beautiful voice there. And I can see some people are laughing. I can see some of you laughing at me over there. Well, you know, we all have reason to be grateful to God. What have you gone through recently? Who told you that you will not be anything in life? Who said that your life will be nothing? Well, they all lie. Because God has a plan for you. If you are alive today, that means God has a plan and purpose for your life. I want you to know that no matter the difficulties that come your way, our God is always God. He will be there for us. I met a lady yesterday, and she told me, she said, Owen, I had everything going great in my life. I had a perfect family. We were doing wonderful, and the devil came and scattered everything. And I told her, I said, look, don't give up. She said, this is my second time. I said, yes, don't give up. Don't give up, because the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But in the word of God, God said, I have come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, there's no easy road to success. That is why the devil is fighting you. If the devil is fighting you, that means there is something great about your life. So I want you to hold on and know that the God of heaven will always be there for you. That the God of heaven will take the wheel for you. That the God of heaven will make way where there seems to be no way. Well, if you are listening to us and you have a testimony, text the word testimony to 347-286-1716. And we're going to call you so you can tell us about the goodness of God in your life. If you also want to give a testimony and you don't want to text, just go on Facebook and inbox us and tell us that you have a testimony and give your number, and we are going to call you directly so you can give your testimony. Again, we have Pastor Paul Chris from all the way Boston in studio with us, and we have Pastor Francis Wanwei all the way in studio with us. Let me go to Pastor Paul Chris and ask him. Pastor Chris, welcome back again.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you listen to that beautiful song by little Tracy Daniel Jones, I Will Give You Praise. Can you tell us one thing in your life that you really want to give God praise for today?
I want to give God praise for, Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God for another day, another Saturday. Again, that I'm alive and I have no health issues. I'm still here with you guys in the studio. So that's one thing I want to give God praise for enabling me to be alive now. Because when I look back, there are lots of people that we started last year with and that are not no more on this earth. They're dead. I'm alive today. So it's a cause to give God praise.
Pastor Chris, you know, I met this lady yesterday. She told me that she had a perfect family. Everything was wonderful. She was married to this great man, and everything scattered last year. And I told her that it's okay. It will be all right. She said no, because it happened to her 4 years ago again. You know, such a person, what do you tell them so that they can know that indeed our Lord is God and that no matter what they go through, it's great? You know, when people go through those kind of tough time and I break them down, you know, sometimes we are lots of words on what to tell them. So if you were the one that met her, what would you tell her? Or if there's someone here listening to us today, what can you tell them that can touch their life and so that they can know that whatever they are going through, God is there for them?
The scripture, we'll just go back to the scripture. The scripture says that God says something profound in scripture. He said, I know the thought I think towards you. He said, a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. Amen. I believe, my brother, our pastor, and I believe that God has a purpose for everyone. Amen. What I would say to that person and what I would say to that woman that I've gone through the problem, a person that's going through the same issue, I would tell them that though it looks like it's bleak for you now, though it looks like things are bad for you, amen, hold on, because God, the God that you serve, will come through for you, amen. I've met lots of people, I've counseled a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people that are going through lots of things. The one thing I told them that, amen, just as the devil tried to break you down, amen, God will try to build you back up. Amen. So what about someone is going through now, whatever you're experiencing right now in your life, I want to encourage you today that you should not give up. Amen. You should not give up because God has a purpose for your life. What happened to you is not God's best. I have people say sometimes, Pastor, that when they go through something, they say, oh, God is trying to test me. God is trying to teach me something. I always tell them that if God is want to teach you something through trials, then the Holy Spirit is not necessary. Amen. Things happen for a reason. And if you read your scripture, you understand what happened in Job chapter 1, that what happened that the devil presented himself before God, and God asked him, so where have you been? He said, I've been through and through the earth. And he said something profound. He said, have you noticed my servant Job? Amen. And as the conversation went on, the devil began to give a reason why Job was praising God. And God said, okay, now I'll give you a chance to go do what you want to do. But one thing you should not do, you should not touch his life. Amen. The fact that the fact that you are alive right now, speaking to someone now, the fact that you are alive right now is a cause to give praise, because every time that you go through trials, every time that the devil brings temptation, every time the devil brings things in your life, you must know that God has a great purpose for you. Great trials also made for great destiny. All of us have story. Without no story that would be no glory. Amen. So you have to go through something so that you have testimony to tell someone that is going through that same stuff. I have been there before. Experience what you experience. Yes. As God brought me out, God will also bring you out. Amen.
Yes. You know, Pastor Chris, that's a powerful one. So basically, God take us through situations so that we can be a blessing tomorrow. You know, when you said that, it brought me back to, remember when I started the church in New York and we were very young that time, you know, that was many years ago. That was like 12, 13 years ago, and we went through all this struggle. And, you know, and look at today, here you are in Boston, Massachusetts, you are pastoring a lot of church. Yes, with all the struggle that I've been through, I have churches in Liberia that, you know, that I opened by the grace of God, and I'm still doing what God wants me to do. I'm into community politics, I'm into national politics, and I'm using those platforms to spread the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, we go through all these.
You know, Pastor Owen, I thank God for your life, because you're one of the person that I always say to you that we are not friends, because we have gone through the boundary of friends. We are brothers. Amen. I've seen you by God's grace go through a lot of things. Even you remember those days, even through I can recall when you called me today this morning, because I have some things to do. I'm supposed to be flying to the airport. I'm supposed to go to Georgia and preaching there tomorrow Sunday morning. When you called me, after you called me, like, you know, anytime you call me, you're my brother, so I can't say no. I said, no, don't worry, I'll be, it was a few minutes after I'll be there, because I know your story. Amen. I know your story. I know where you started. I know where we started from that place there. I remember the struggle we went through, the struggle you went through, the criticism you received. Lots of people that never believed that it could happen. It's the same thing with me. That's why I said to people that we have the similar story. The same thing with me. When we started about 1 year, 6 months ago, when the person that was in charge decided to take everything and left, a lot of people said that we were not going to make it. Lots of them have said, don't worry, give them 2-3 months. Amen. They're going to cave in. This is not going far. Amen. But I always remember that. We've been there before. Amen. I've been there before with his brother. I know the struggle we went through. And I pulled through. Now we have, our Father and the Lord came a few months ago. We have over 7,000 people showed up. FB Crusade, we've been having thousands of people.
That's the blessing that God
is
breaking out in our life. you know, and Pastor Paul, sometimes you don't want to go places, you know, people come around me, you know, you see a lot of people, and people wonder how, but that's a struggle we went through, the blessing of God. These things didn't happen overnight. That's the blessing of God. We went through tough times.
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, 12 years ago, we were praising God, we were eating Gary in America. You know,
yeah.
We got our day in America, we're eating Gary in America, but people didn't know all of those things. So today, you know, we still got more way to go, but I know that God has a plan for every one of us life. We might find ourselves in different areas in life. You might be over there, and I might end up in national politics, but I know that the mantle of Jesus Christ will always be in my hand. I want to give a shout out to
speaking of politics, and I believe that by God, I'm happy that you're involved in it. I mean, you know that anything that you do, I will support you as a brother. Amen. I tell people that all the time, that we need people, we need godly leaders in politics. You know, people always talk about, oh, politicians are evil, politicians are bad, but we're not doing anything to change politics. You know, this is my belief, and I believe is the belief of many. I believe also is the belief of my mentor and pastor, Pastor John Suleiman, that if you get more honest people involved in politics, I mean, the face of Africa and the face of the world will change. I mean, the reason why there are lots of corruption, lots of things that are going on in politics in Africa, in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in Nigeria, and all these different parts of countries in Africa, because government people have not engaged in politics. So I want to first thank God for your life for getting involved in this, because I believe that we need more people that root out corruption in Africa. Amen.
Yes.
So I thank God
that you're
involved in it.
Thank you, man of God. Well, we'll be going to Pastor Francis Wangwe from Philadelphia shortly, but if you are here and you have a burning testimony, well, please text the word testimony to 347-286-1716 or send us a message via Facebook, and we're going to call you or we're going to put you on live so you can give your testimony. If you are listening to us via computer, send us a message via Facebook. If you're on the phone, just send us a text message, and you're going to come on to give your testimony. Remember, God is always good. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin, Walina Tuazama, who graduated from nursing school this weekend. Congratulations on your accomplishment there. We love you so much with the love of God. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Queen in Liberia. Oh, I love you, baby. And I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Michaela in Johnstown. Michaela, I love you. Daddy, love you so much. And I will see you guys very soon. But always remember that the praise that we have for God should never die. No matter what we go through in this world, the praise we have for God should never die. So listen to this music by Minister Charles Clever.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. He's worthy to be praised. The Bible says from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sea, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the north, east, west, and south, wherever you are, come, let's give God the praise.
That was the voice of Minister Charles Slewin. Wow, I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't know where he is. But wherever you are, may God bless your heart for that powerful song. You know, winner and this praise I have for God would never die. Where in studio with us is Pastor Francis Wangwe. Pastor Wangwe, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, I think Brother Charles Slewin is no stranger to you. I think you know him very well.
Yeah. I've met Brother Charles a couple of times. We've worshipped together in a few services. He's a wonderful young man who's working for the kingdom of God through his wonderful voice. And he's an awesome young man who's, you know, just setting ablaze a trail for God. And
wow.
He's doing good work.
Wow. You know, and you, Pastor Francis, you and I, we have also come a long way, too. Probably maybe 8 years like that. When I started the Eagle Awards Association, you were right with me there.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about it. You know, it was, when I look at the pictures today and we're looking like those Somalian refugees. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to say, but we were looking like those Somalian refugees. I look at those pictures and I'm so slim, 100 pounds, and you were saying you're so slim, I'm 100 pounds as well. And it's like, okay, what these 200 men doing around here? But it was wonderful moments. We had some great times. We had some powerful people in government that used to come to events that we were doing. Let's talk about some of those moments. What were some of those moments that really, really touched you too?
You know, I mean, I've always admired you. You've been a man of vision and of substance. So every time you had a mission or a vision, I was always on board because I knew you were somebody who was doing the work of the Lord. You know, we had some wonderful, wonderful moments. I'm really trying to bring to remember a particular one. And it's just so many of them, you know, all the trips we had. I think one particular one in general, in particular, was when we had dinner with evangelist Mark Francine in Rhode Island. And that was a very, very important moment for me because that was a man who, when I was just a little boy in Liberia, when he came back to Liberia, I believe it was in 1996 to 98, if my memory serves me right. And it was a long time. I remember seeing the flyers on the poles, and he had crutches and things in his hand, and he came back to Liberia for the crusade. And I didn't have a chance to go there because at the time I was very young, but I believe my parents went on that crusade. So having the opportunity to actually meet him, you know, just by way of connection with you, we had a chance to meet him. We had dinner with him, and I was just explaining to him how it was just a wonderful and humbling experience just to be sitting across the table from him, because this was a man on the crusade ground in Liberia. You could only see him from the platform among thousands of people. And here I was sitting across the table from him, engaging him in a conversation. It was a moment that I would never forget. You know, he even gave me a fine autograph or book for me.
Wow. So, okay, Pastor Francis, you are saying that Mike Francine came to Liberia many years ago. You were young. You could not even see him. He was surrounded by all these powerful people. You know, probably the president of Liberia was there. Who knows? So here you are, through the Eagle Awards that we started and we're doing the work we're doing, you had a chance to sit on the same table with this man who you could not even touch your hand that time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I didn't even have a chance to go on the crusade field. Because I remember asking my friends to go, and they said it's going to be way too crowded, and you're going just going to be very risky. So just stay home.
Wow.
And, you know, I think it was probably broadcast on television too.
So it's safe to say that the things we were doing 8 years ago, it was truly a blessing to our own life and to the life of people around.
Absolutely, absolutely, it was definitely a blessing. You know, something that actually came to my mind was how sometimes we take things for granted. Sometimes when you're not very spiritually inclined, you tend to pass things over, you know, as just common experiences. But I really believe that God sometimes strategically positions us and get us connected to certain people that will experience certain things, that will have certain impacts on our life, that will shape up for a certain mission and a particular vision. And I think that's what God has been doing. He did that through the Eagles at War. You know, we had a chance to meet so many wonderful and great people of influence, and that have really shaped my life.
Well, Pastor Francis, you're making me to cry this morning. You know, sometimes I sit back and I wonder about all this work that we have done, you know, I have done, and other people like you, Pastor Chris, and other great people around the world have done over the past 15 to 20 years. And sometimes I want to say, well, you know, I want to say, how will history judge us by that? But the things you say, it touched my heart. And I know there are many people who are also saying the same thing. I don't know if you remember, we went somewhere, we put an award in somebody's hand, and I think they shed tears. I'm not sure where it was, but we put an award in somebody's hand, and they shed tears, and they said, you know, this is the first time in my whole life I have ever been recognized for the job I have done. We were talking about Jesus Christ. We were inspiring the community. We were doing humanitarian work. We were giving copy books and book bags to students. You remember when we distributed book bags and all the stuff on young people, you know? You know, I'm thinking about all those days long time ago. Wow, God is truly good.
But I think it's one of the things that God did through their Eagles Awards. You know, many times people do things and they are making effort, but these are effort that goes unnoticed. And sometimes if you are not strong or wise, you think just the fact that you are not noticed for what you are doing means that, you know, nobody appreciates you. But first and foremost, you must know that you are doing it for God. But God has used the Eagles Award in the past to really show light what we're doing for that communities. And, you know, some of them went unnoticed, and through the instrumentality of the Eagles Award, they were able to actually show light on people who were just doing great things but pretty much were not noticed. And I think they really appreciate what God did through the Eagles Award. Just a token of appreciation that says, we notice what you are doing and thank you for the hard work. And I think really have a great impact on the life of these people.
Thank you. You know, the journey to transforming human life is still the mission, the prime mission. And I always say that we, the young people, we, children of God, we have to lead the transition in doing that. I'm really grateful to God that I was able to share platform with you, that I was able to work along with you, that we all together were able to touch lives. You know, sometimes the devil bring a lot of things our way. When the devil know that we are people with greatness, when the devil know that we are people that have power and authority, God has given us power and authority, he found many ways to fight us. And sometimes people ask and say, but who is behind all these difficulties we're going through? You find out that God has blessed you with a lot of with anointing, but the devil keeps fighting you in many ways, fighting you here, fighting you here, because the devil wants to render you useless in the eyes of many people. The devil wants to create doubt in the mind of people about you. The devil wants for people to think that you are not what God says you are. So he brings all those challenges your way. Well, today, if you ever thought who is behind all the problems we've been going through in our life, no one but the devil. But Jesus Christ said that he gave us hope. And no matter what we go through, he will be there for us. Let's listen to Minister Fatou Zion. Who is behind this? There are many things we go through in our life, and we wonder who is behind it. Difficulties, trials, tribulations. Who is behind it? Well, my brothers and sisters, it is the devil. The devil wants to see you, your children, your family. He wants to see you all down. But God will not allow that to happen. This morning, I want to encourage you that no matter what you've been through, what you're going through, God will always be there for you. Well, morning inspiration with Owen Johnson towards the end is coming to an end. 1 hour show. We just got one more minute left. But it's been a wonderful time with you this morning. Pastor Chris, Paul Chris, thank you so much. We had a wonderful conversation seated here. You've been a blessing to our listening audience. And it's been a wonderful experience knowing you in the ministry. Pastor Francis, it's also been a wonderful experience knowing you all these years. And the story you explained touched my life and touched many people's lives. Well, remember that when you wake up in the morning, give God praise. Because without him, you won't be able to see another day. I want you to remember always that God loves you. And no matter what you go through, he will always be there for you. I want you to know that in your trials, in your tribulation, he will be the God of your life. If somebody wronged you, forgive them. Live in peace with all men. Those who hate you, don't worry, because God has a purpose for your life. He don't need their approval before blessing you. And those who love you, thank God, because they are on the right side. Because loving you is the best thing that anyone can do. Well, with that said, I don't want to leave you, but I have to leave you because it is time for us to go now. I want to give a shout out to my oldest brother, Joe Twaku Tuazaman, whose wife delivered 2 days ago with a bouncing baby boy. God bless you guys in Australia there. A shout out to my daughter, Michaela, in Johnstown. Love you. Shout out to my daughter, Queen, in La Viva. Love you. Shout out to every one of you here today. Until next Saturday, drive safe, love your family, pray for the world. Pray for me, and I will pray for you. God bless you, your humble servant.